Good
Good
morning and
morning.
welcome to Citizens May 8, 2026 Board of Governors Zoom webinar that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register and is recorded with transcript minutes available. For those attending today's meeting through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Panelists, please identify yourself when speaking for the benefit of those joining by closed caption. Chair Baruth, we have no speaker requests for today's meeting. I'll proceed with official roll call. Chair Baruth?
Here.
Vice Chair Shelton?
Present.
Governor Becksmith? Governor Butts?
Here.
Governor Cumber?
Here.
Governor Knight?
Here.
Governor Lydecker? Governor Spotswood?
Here.
Governor White?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Perfect. Ms. Jennifer, you want to go ahead and...
Sure. Thank you. For the record, Jennifer Montero, Citizens Chief Financial Officer. We're going to go over reinsurance today. There are a couple of documents. There are the layer charts that Barbara's going to share on the screen, as well as an executive summary you should have and an consent item. So for the 2026 risk transfer program, Citizens has been able to take advantage of the softening conditions in the traditional reinsurance and capital markets. In both market placements, Citizens is expected to have ample capacity and lower pricing as compared to the 2025 program. This result is primarily due to the effects of the 2022 and 23 legislative reforms and the stable insurance market, which took time to make its way through the marketplace and show meaningful and positive changes in the Florida market. Additionally, marketplace positives include the high level of interest rates as compared to COVID years, which has a positive effect on reinsurers and capital market investors' investment income, as well as investors' risk-free return rates, significant improvements in mark-to-market of portfolios leading to strong reinsurance capital levels and manageable insured losses through 2024 to 2026 to date. For Citizens Everglades Re 2 2026 program, pricing is coming in at the low end of the initial pricing guidance for all three classes. This will help to push the price for the traditional reinsurance portion of the risk transfer program further. We expect to place a risk transfer program at the planned coverage level of $2.82 billion at an overall rate on line that is more than 20% lower than last year's overall rate on line and significantly lower than the initial budget of $350 million. This coverage would be comprised of $1.53 billion of existing private risk transfer from 2025 and $1.29 billion of new private risk transfer, with budgeted premiums of approximately $280 million. Under the scenario, Citizens would expose 24% of its surplus in the 1 in 100 year event. Surplus remaining after the 1 in 100 year storm is projected to fund a 1 in 60 year event, additional LAE, or multiple smaller storms in this or subsequent years. The sliver layer will sit alongside the FHCF. It provides approximately $160 million in excess of $1.05 billion of annual per occurrence coverage, which covers personal residential and commercial residential losses. This layer placed in the traditional market would work in tandem with the mandatory coverage provided by the FHCF. Layer one will sit above the sliver layer and the FHCF. This layer is a capital markets renewal risk transfer placement of $225 million of coverage for personal residential and commercial residential losses through Everglades Re 2. This is the second year for this multi-year note originally placed in 2025, which provides annual aggregate coverage. Layer 2 will sit above Layer 1. This layer will provide $2.43 billion of coverage for personal residential and commercial residential losses from the capital and traditional reinsurance markets as follows. Approximately $1.13 billion of occurrence and annual aggregate coverage from the traditional and capital markets, and a capital markets renewal risk transfer placement of $1.3 billion through Everglades Re 2. This is the second year for these 3-year notes, originally placed in 2025, which provide annual aggregate coverage. And Mr. Chairman, I'll pause there for any questions before I read the recommendation.
Chairman, if I may, could I ask just a quick question?
Yes, please. Any board member can ask any question they'd like.
I'd just like to put this in perspective that I think shows how good a job our team has been doing. But so our total coverage that we have in the tower before we'd have to go to special assessment is how much, Jennifer?
We have this program, which is 2.816, and then above the 1-100, there are still 4.1 billion of surplus above that before we would hit the Citizens Policyholder Surcharge.
So that's a total of what?
Almost 7 billion.
7 billion. And that compares to last year and the year before in
Last
what
year we had
amounts?
4 point, last year we had 4.494 billion of coverage, and we still had a tiny policyholder surcharge within the 1-100 year event. So we had exposed 100% of the surplus last year versus we're only exposing 24 this year, and we're able to preserve, 76%.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is our overall exposure as a result of shedding policies has gone down dramatically over the past 3 years. Am I correct in that statement?
That is correct. The probable maximum loss has gone from 12.8 billion at the beginning, at the same time last year, and right now that was the projection for 9/30, and this year the projection is 5.3 billion. So that's a reduction in PML of more than 7.5.
The year prior, if I recall, it was up around 16 or 17 billion, wasn't it?
I'd have to check what it was
Yeah.
at the year end, but at the beginning of the
But
year, it was 12.8.
it's been going down year by year for the past several years. It's gotten smaller and smaller.
In 24, I know it was around 17 and a half.
Yeah. So I think that shows very good work in reducing the overall risk and as a shrinking the amount of exposure that we have in the state of Florida and certainly being helped by legislation that's been done and by freeing up the capital markets and reduction in the cost of our reinsurance. So good work.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Any other questions from any board member or comments? Hearing none, can you go ahead and read the motion, please, Jennifer?
Absolutely. Staff recommends to purchase traditional and capital market risk transfer for the entire 2026 program not to exceed $280 million. Dollars and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
And that's 280 million in cost, correct?
That's
That's premium
correct.
cost.
That is correct. The budget was 530, or sorry, the budget was 350, and we're asking to go, not to exceed 280.
If you're looking for a motion, Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion.
I am. Thank you, Mr. Spotswood.
I'll second.
All those in favor signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The chair will accept the motion to dismiss.
Move.
Second.
This meeting is officially over, folks, and the summer is starting, and I'll see you all by Zoom meeting in June since we're not having an in-person meeting. I think there was a large a group of applause over that decision. And then I will see everybody in person in September. Thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll all hope for a nice quiet season. Okay.
I'll
Thank you.
second that one.
Thank
I'll
you.
second that one.
Happy
Take care,
Mother's Day,
everybody.
Aaron.
Happy
Thank you.
Mother's Day.
Happy
Happy
Mother's Day to all the moms out
Mother's Day,
there.
everyone. And you. Likewise. Take care.
Bye.